I'm Still Alive, Johnny Five. Welcome back to the Chatty Bobcast. It has been 5 months since my last episode, and it was titled South Park Episode, and guess what? We are still living it. We are still living what has been a 8 month shit show. But we're right in the thick of it. And today's my birthday. So I'm 37 years old. Old as white dog shit. But we're gonna move it along. This is episode 33, Larry Bird. Okay. Larry Bird was an outstanding basketball player. Athletic ability? But had a sweet jumper on him. And knew how to shoot the rock. So we're going to title this episode Larry Bird. Okay. We're going to try to get these back up for y'all every day. Every day? You know, the English language in me never very well vibe. There's always some kind of milling around between autistic. I'm not autistic. I have ADD though. I found that out recently. I didn't get actually diagnosed by a professional, but I pretty much came to the realization that I have ADHD, ADD. So Larry Bird, 33. We're back. I mean, I apologize for all the inactivity. I've been active as a son of a bitch on my YouTube channel. But we're back at it like a crack addict. You know what I mean? So salute to everybody that's been tuning in. Salute to everybody that's stuck around with your boy. And since the last episode, a lot's happened in the world. A lot has went down. And, man, to say that it's, been mind-boggling is an understatement, what this world's been through in the last 8 months, since March. But, I mean, the reality show moves on. You know, and so do we, or we don't. You know, that's just, it's, Rona is sure trying to thin the herd. But we're, every day that we're on this side of the dirt, we're going to try to make it the best. You know what I mean? That's all you can do at the end of the day. I'm currently working remotely still. My last episode, I just started working remotely beginning of July. Here we are 5 months later. I'm still working remotely. Love it. I'm able to do a lot more things creatively. You know, being able to work from home. So it lends itself and does well. And I'm still thankful to have a job during the pandy. So, you know, you can complain all you want to, Chad, but you're not going to, okay? That makes a lot of sense. I'm telling you, I'm so gifted at making shit not make sense. You know, if there's a gift out there to be given for that quality, I got it. And I got it from day one. I've had my own language since I could talk. And it was called ignorant. I-G-E-N-E. Hang on, spelling. It's not my best. I-G-N-E-R-N-T. Ignorant. So, Larry Bird. You know what I mean? It sucks because stuff isn't open. Movie theaters aren't open. I'm still buying a shit ton of movies. But movies are not open. Movie theaters are not open. Businesses are closing down. My Tennessee Titans are having a good season as of right now, but when this is being recorded, we may or may not have an NFL season in a week, 2 weeks. They may just say cancel it, the hell with it. There's the whole election deal with Biden and Trump. Apparently Biden has won presidency. Trump's not you know, he's calling BS on it. So that's the whole thing. So we still don't, I mean, I guess Joe Biden's our president, but we don't know for sure. So until then, but you know what? Last time I checked, neither one of them cut my, you know, my payroll check. I mean, one of them threw me a stimulus, but they ain't been cutting my check every week, 2 weeks. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do regardless. You know what I'm talking about, I tell you. Chad, language. I love a good steak, man. You know, I went so far in my life with not very eating a lot of steak. In the last 3 or 4 years, I have just been carnivorous. I hate watching animals get hunted down. But by God, I love to eat one after it's been killed and cooked. I mean, so there's that. I love a good steak. I'm a medium rare guy. Sometimes medium, just depending on where I go, but I'm a medium rare guy. This, if you're new to this podcast, we don't make sense. We just talk. We don't cut it. We one take it. Usually we try to stick to around 30 minutes. There may be a point down the road where I start getting guests. For now, it's just easier for me to do audio. I don't have a big setup and a really cool like rig to do video podcast. So I do enough videos on my page. So, and podcasts you like to listen to more than watch anyways. So we'll just do the audio, you know, whether you listen to it on Anchor or Apple Podcast or Spotify or whatever, it's on all streaming platforms. So if you're listening to this right now, thank you so much. We're just going to try to keep these back to a consistent deal, you know, because if it's one thing I am, I'm consistent as shit for a few months and then I just fall off the face of the earth and come back, and it's just always been that way. But I'm trying to be a better man, and I'm proud to be an American because at least I know I'm free for now. So, hey, every day we're free is a good one. You know, I'm a big fan of all things entertainment. Battle rap. Battle rap's been crazy the last 3 or 4 months. I've been into a lot of, been getting into a lot of Netflix shows, you know, because not being able to go out and do a lot of stuff other than go eat and gain weight, you get to watch a lot of movies or TV shows, and I watch a lot of movies, but I'm on The Outsider right now, which I really do like, HBO show. It's a 10-episode season, and I'm like halfway through it. It's really good. It's really good. It's getting a little kind of like, not confusing, but it's dealing with alternate dimensions somewhat, and that always tripped me up. So I'm liking the first 5 episodes of the first half of the season. I'm digging. But I don't know, here lately, your boy has been wanting to just watch murder shows. I don't know if that, just true crime shows. I was always just not ever into them. And then I watched Making a Murderer and it just blew my mind. So now I'm watching all kinds of true crime stuff. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm a huge comedy podcast fan. You know, watched all those. I'm such a big fan of, you know, of all those. My favorite would probably be King and the Sting with Theo Vaughn and Brendan Schaub. Big fan of Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino's podcast. I love their solo podcast. Love Your Mom's House with Tom Segura and Christina Pajitsky. Big fan of Chris DiStefano. There's a lot of podcasts that I check out and I listen to on the, you know, on a weekly basis. Two Bears, One Cave is one of my favorites with Kreischer and with Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura. So huge. They've been really coming through with the content in the, during this demic. So we're going to say a pandy or a demic. We're not going to put them together. It makes me feel like it's less of a thing. But yeah, love all those. The good thing too about working from home is I don't have to deal with the public much because I really realized I'm such good at language, that I was starting to get very frustrated with dealing with the public in a retail sense, because people are stupid fucks, you know what I mean? And on top of being stupid fucks, they're impatient stupid fucks, and in addition to that, they're entitled impatient stupid fucks, and they're entitled impatient ignorant stupid fucks. So getting to do chat support, you're kind of away from it. But I don't know how much longer this will last. I may have to go back soon. I don't know. I know it's at the end of the year, so I got at least another month. But if they tell me that I'm going to get to stay doing it, I'm not going to be mad at them. But Best Buy's done a great job of taking care of me, and through all this. So very grateful to have a place to work, you know. With that being said, anybody that's going through something right now and is not working, my heart goes out to you. Hopefully you can find something. Hopefully you got food and toilet paper, because, you know, toilet paper again has just become liquid gold now. Don't understand that whole rush. Just people are getting 600 rolls of toilet paper. Like, you can wipe your ass for 6 years with that many rolls of toilet paper. Unless you just shit 7 times a day. You know what I mean? But, hey, it's the world we live in. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are pissed off about the presidential election, which I get. But my whole thing is, I can't change it, whoever's the president. So all I can do is just keep being an ignorant son of a bitch and going to work and providing. So I could sit here all day and bitch about one or bitch about the other one, but who's going to give a fuck? And what's it going to change? It ain't going to change a dead blame thing. Dead blame. I got good cussings. I'm good. I didn't get good cussings. I'm good at cussing. There we go. I do good at cussing. Hashtag I do good at cussing. Oh, I'm so educated, man. It's really pathetic how educated I am. It's embarrassing to other people, I'm sure. When they're in my presence, they just can't believe how above them I am, intellectually. And I don't even mean to be this smart. You know what I'm saying? It just kind of falls out of me. So, you know, it's my problem that I deal with on a daily basis. So hopefully you don't look down on me for being so much smarter than and more professional than you. Oh, I'm such a piece of shit. But you know what? It's my birthday, so go fuck yourself. Birthdays are funny, man. You know, everybody's like, it's my birthday, and I just said it, and I'm serious about it. Because it is. But who gives a fuck about your birthday? Once you're like 9, I mean, like, after 9, I mean, I guess you're in the double digits, you're 10, that's cool. But after you're a kid and you grow up, like, we just keep celebrating them every year. It's just like, hey, it's your birthday, man. I'm like, you know what it is? How many years are you? Well, I'm 37 years, which means nothing, I don't think. In this life, in my next life, I'm hoping that I get to come back as like a football coach or something. I'm hoping I can come back and coach football. I'd like to stay in Tennessee, but if I have to go somewhere else, maybe like Montana or something. And I coach like a not anything professional or nothing. I'm not trying to outshoot my you know, or outkick my coverage. I would be cool with a Division III A high school football team in Montana somewhere. It's got a good passing attack, and you've got some good assistant coaches. I think that'd be good in my next life, you know, if I could just come back and be, you know, be more disciplined and be thinner and have blonde hair. I think that would be cool to have like a different hair color, having a diet or anything, And then if I was a football coach, but I also was really good at like bow hunting or something, just as like something cool to show off on social media. You're like, look, Chad is just, well, my name would be Chad. What would it be when I come back, when I'm reincarnated and I come back and I'm a football coach that's good at bow and arrow, and my name would be, let's see, Dallas. Dallas would be a good name. Dallas is a cool name. Dallas Bostwick would be my name, I think. I see it now. Dallas Bostwick, head coach of the Montana War Eagles or something. I don't even know if there's Eagles in, I don't even know if there's any Eagles in existence ever, anywhere. But it's another, it's an, we're in another, like another life. So they're in that life. The Montana War Eagles, coached by Dallas Bostwick, who is made it to the playoffs the last three seasons, but hasn't got that state championship just yet. But he's very, he's a great coach, great motivator. Also teaches physical education, of course. What else would I teach? I mean, I'm the, in my other life, I am the spitting image of health. This one, not so much. I'm the spitting image of, I'm like the before picture. When you go on a diet, I'm the before picture in this life. But in my next life, Dallas Bostwick is going to be, what am I going to drive? Are there going to be cars? There's going to be cars in my next life. Let's see. My next life, I'll do, what am I going to, I'm going to drive, because since I bow hunt, I'm going to have to get like a utility vehicle, like a Jeep. So we'll drive a Jeep, like a four-door Jeep. Dallas Bostwick will drive a four-door Jeep. I went to college in Montana, married my high school sweetheart. Her name would be Alexis, but this is a whole nother life. So things are completely different. Like there's Jeeps, when you drive Jeeps, they don't really drive, you can fly them. So, you know what I'm saying? And I will have had, been married once to Alexis, and then she divorced me. So now that's my storyline. So she cheated on me and we got divorced, and now I'm like going bow hunting, you know, like bow and arrow hunting, to fight off all those transgressions. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just taking them out on the animals, and everything that I kill, I eat. I'm not hunting for sport. I'm hunting to provide. So I got it mapped out. I'm Dallas Bostwick, head coach, Montana War Eagles, master bow and arrower, divorced. But he's doing his thing. Dallas is doing his thing. Very well respected in the community. Also loves collecting vinyl. So, you know what I mean? It's what it is, dude. I mean, it's better to just think about getting reincarnated. What if you get reincarnated? If you don't believe in it, then fuck you. Then you don't have to listen. Or if you don't, if you do believe in it, or if you don't, I love you either way. But we're believing in it on this episode. So, just imagine if you get reincarnated because you was a shit turd in this life, and in your next life, you were reincarnated as like a toilet seat or something. Or like a, like a catheter that keeps getting reused. Well, I don't think catheters have feelings, so I guess you'd be good there. But yeah, Larry Bird, guys. Larry Bird is, he's such a good shooter. I don't really have a lot else to say about Larry Bird. Really, he's a hideous human being. He looks like a bird. I mean, he looks like his last name. He looks like a bird in the face. He has no, he's terrifying to look at, but he was a very good basketball player. And this is called Larry Bird. That's why we're talking about Larry Bird, because it's number 33. I don't need to fucking explain shit to y'all. It's late and it's my birthday. So when this is being recorded, it's not quite my birthday. I'm jumping the shark. What does that mean? When people say jump the shark, I know it's because you like count your eggs before they hatch or whatever. But what is jumping the what does that mean? It's fucking stupid. That's why this language sucks. That's why I don't like saying it right. Because it doesn't make sense a lot of times. So I just kind of make up my own shit. And then if you want to follow it, cool. If not, fuck off. What else? It's been fun, dude. We had a good Thanksgiving. Got to spend it with family. And it was fun. It was good. It was good food. I didn't eat too much this year, which is a first. I didn't eat too much on Thanksgiving. I ate too much the day after. But Thanksgiving, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to eat as much as I normally do. And then I just ate even more the next day. So it didn't really matter there. But on Thanksgiving, I was doing what I was supposed to do. There's probably nobody even listening to this anymore. It's so insane hearing the stuff that I say sometimes, but people seem to like it. So, that's all that matters. If I'm entertaining somebody, I could easily get on here and I could rant about politics or I could rant about certain things in the world or social issues, but you hear that everywhere you go. So I'm not about to get on here and rant about that shit week in, week out. I'm gonna talk about reincarnation and steak. You know what I'm saying? So reincarnation and steak. You know what I mean? What if you're reincarnated as a cow? It'd be awful. God. People that are cows in this life were probably serial killers in their previous life. They were like, look at it from this end, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Christmas Vacation has to be watched this week. It's that time of year. December 1st is tomorrow when you're hearing this. And it's gotta happen. It's gotta happen. It's the best Christmas movie ever. Home Alone second. But Christmas Vacation has to get watched 3 or 4 times a year. You serious, Clark? Oh God. It's the greatest Christmas movie ever made. I love that movie so much. I can watch it when it's not even Christmas time. I mean, obviously it's better when it's Christmas time, but the movie's so funny, I can just watch it in like June and be fine. Save the neck for me, Clark. Oh man, save the neck. Been a lot of music happening. I don't know if anybody watched the Gucci Mane versus Young Jeezy versus. I'm a fan of both. I'm more of a fan of Gucci than I am of Jeezy. And Gucci was so ruthless, bro. The fact that he played the diss songs and was basically, you know, because everybody knows the whole deal where Jeezy put a hit out on Gucci Mane years ago, and the dude, apparently the guy that tried to kill Gucci, didn't succeed and lost his life, himself, you know, and that was brought up by Gucci. He's even going around like saying who's next. Like, I don't know if he really understands the Versus series, but the thing about Gucci is that he has so many songs, he could do that 4 more times. The songs he played against Jeezy weren't even all of his best songs to me. But those are cool, though. I love the whole Versus series. I haven't watched them all. I watched some of the DMX Snoop Dogg one. That one was fun. There's a local one that I watched here between B. Howard and Lil Vac that was good. But I don't watch them all. I got to really be fans. And I went back and watched the Gucci and Jeezy one. Like, I didn't watch it live. I watched it on YouTube like the next day. But it was cool. And, you know, me being such a battle rap fan, I just love that style of, even though they're just song battling, but still, it's still dope. But yeah, I thought Gucci didn't play his best songs. I think Jeezy won with the songs, but Gucci was he was Gucci, man. I'd love to see Dolph, Young Dolph, and Gil Gotti go at it. That would be cool. But don't nobody want it with Eminem, though, I don't think. But yeah, man. Again, with these podcasts, I try to keep them at 30 minutes or so. I don't like doing too long because I don't do, I don't try to keep you too long. But this has been a ridiculous episode, like they all have been. But yeah, hopefully you enjoy them. Again, we're gonna try to do these weekly. We'll just see how they go. I may try to stockpile some, but I don't like to do that with podcasts because they come out once a week. So if I stockpile two or three, then sometimes the stuff that I talk about may be old by the time I actually put it out. So I may just try to do it, you know, once a week and just see how we do with them. But Larry Bird, dude. Larry Bird. 33. It's been way too long. I've been away from y'all too long with this, man. So, what about that freaking tangent I went on about reincarnation? That was fun. It's fun to go down those wormholes where you're just making so little sense that it's comical. That you're being so out of your fucking head. But that's what, what's that called? Oh, Dimmick. That's what that Dimmick will do to you, man. And you just, everybody's just a shell of their former self. Part of me sometimes thinks the world ended, and this is the parallel universe. Shout out Danny Myers. This is the parallel dimension. This is the PC and, or BC and AC, before and after COVID. This is AC. So there was the BC before COVID, and there was the AC that we're in now, which is the after COVID. We're actually during COVID, but it's a fun ride that we're riding on. But at some point, you want the ride to end. We want to go back to normal, but I just don't think it's ever going to happen. I think that this is the normal now. I think this is just the world. Because there's not going to ever be a situation now where people stop wearing masks. All that stuff is just going to be part of society forever, I feel like. I don't see it changing. But I know everything. So, I know that it was fun doing this again. Hopefully I didn't bore you too bad. Probably hear my ceiling fan, but I don't care how cold it is outside. My ceiling fan has to be on at all times. I don't care if it's 6 degrees below zero outside, my ceiling fan stays on. It's just what it is. I mean, deal with it. Deal with it. I mean, I'm fixing to put on some Netflix and watch The Office. And just try not to snap on somebody. You know what I mean? I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. For real. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this one, man. Larry Bird, episode 33. Chatty Bobcast. Subscribe to the channel. However you're listening to this, subscribe to the podcast. Be sure to leave a review and rate for me. Tell me how I did. Again, these are going to be ridiculous and random. If you've been with me from the beginning, you know that's how we roll with these. So hopefully you're enjoying them. I enjoyed y'all spending time with me. And we'll see y'all in the next episode, man. Chatty Bobby. Chatty Bobby 1130. Chad Arms. Triple Flix Mafia. Peace.